Hello and welcome to Power Pros Podcast, bonus episode number one. Earlier today, Capcom had a live stream where they had some big news for Mega Man fans, some big news for Nintendo fans. So instead of just waiting for our regular episode this week, we have decided to record a very special bonus episode. As usual, I'm your host, The Hoff, Chris Hoffman, and joining me here for this special occasion is none other than David Oxford, the proprietor of the Mega Man Network. That is the MMNetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here.
I'm very happy to have you as well, because like I said, there is huge Mega Man news. No one else I'd rather have on this podcast to discuss it than you. And it really doesn't get any bigger or better than the announcement that Mega Man 11 is coming to Switch. Yes, Mega Man is back. There's a Mega Man 11. It's coming to Switch as well as all the other platforms you'd expect, PlayStation, PC, and Xbox, and is coming late next year in 2018 as part of a somewhat belated Mega Man 30th anniversary celebration. So yes, this is classic side-scrolling Mega Man, but not in 8-bit style. It's got modern graphics, you know, 2.5D presentation, polygonal visuals, but it retains a detailed hand-drawn look, and I could not be more excited for this title. David, what do you think?
Well, as far as getting bigger, it actually does get bigger. We'll probably touch on that in a bit. But as far as better, yeah, this is top of the line. I am stoked to see this. Ever since they revealed that design for Mega Man and Super Smash Bros., it's always been like,
right.
Wouldn't it be awesome if there was like a game that looked like that?
Yeah, it would have made a lot of sense.
And it looks like they hurt us, because that's what this one's looking like to me. And yeah, I'm psyched by what we've seen so far.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, when they had Mega Man and Smash Brothers, I thought, well, this is the perfect springboard opportunity to bring Mega Man back to the masses. He's now in this super popular game that, you know, millions of people are playing, probably selling way more copies than any individual Mega Man game ever has. And, you know, it took a few years, it took a long time, but yeah, we are kind of getting that Mega Man. They're using a very similar visual style. There's a new art director, there's a new look for the characters we just talked about. And, you know, we got a preview of that with that Mega Man Legacy Collection 2 that came out on other platforms just a few months ago. And yes, that was a tease of Mega Man's new design. You know, the regular Mega Man, you know, has more lines and details, very much like the Smash one. But when you change weapons, Mega Man's helmet and arm also change. So there was that new brick weapon, the one that was in the art file, was shown, and it does drop, you know, concrete blocks down the enemies. It looks pretty cool. What do you think of this new look for Mega Man and the idea of changing the helmet, changing the arm like that?
I think it's pretty neat, but it also seems almost amusingly reminiscent of something else we've seen. But it's actually not entirely new for Mega Man as a whole. It's also
kind of
reminiscent of some of the changes we would have seen in the Mega Man Battle Network series.
Right,
that's what
right.
It reminds me of the most. But it's one of those things. It's kind of bringing things back and just kind of, you know, adding new elements for what they're calling the resurrection of Mega Man. So I think it's probably just the kind of touch the series needed.
I agree. I mean, it's not a big change. It's not a gameplay change. It doesn't really, you know, change what Mega Man's about, but it is just kind of a cool new twist to not just have the character change colors, but also to, you know, get a redesign of the hand and the weapon. I think that's pretty neat. Now, would you have been happier if this had been a 8-bit style Mega Man, or do you think that change was also well overdue as well?
Well, at this point, I would have been happy with just about anything, but I am happier that this is the way they went, because
me too.
I mean, the 8-bit thing was cool, but I think it wore out its welcome pretty quickly as well. It was a neat throwback. Mm-hmm. They might have overstayed their welcome with that. But yeah, it's like Mega Man's progression, the original series that is, kind of stopped at Mega Man 8, and we were long overdue for something new, and this looks like it hits the mark.
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with you for sure. And I remember, you know, way back in the day when I first heard about Mega Man 9, and I was in talks with Capcom about it and covering it in Nintendo Power, they're like, oh yeah, it totally looks like the 8-bit Mega Man games. And I'm thinking to myself, was that right? Can they really be serious about this? Are they just forgetting how 8-bit looks and just, you know, they're going back to pixels and it really looks more like Mega Man 7 or 8? And then we see the thing, and yes, it really did go all the way back to those NES games and sort of went rewind on what was done with Mega Man 7 and 8. And, you know, you know, deep down in my heart, I was like, man, it would have been really cool if they had just continued on with the Mega Man 7 or Mega Man 8 look. You know, I was happy to get any Mega Man. I was charmed beyond belief to see him going back to the 8-bit roots, and those games were really fun. But I kind of did want to see it continue to evolve and see something that looked modern and really flashy and fancy, and this is finally doing that. It's not, you know, 2D hand-drawn, which I think I'd like probably a little bit better, but this really does make a lot of sense, and I think it looks great and works great for the character.
Well, during the presentation, they did show like how they kind of came to the conclusion to make the game look like this, and they were looking at kind of, as they described it, a powered up, and I question if they understand the connotation of what powered up means in the, to the Western audience in right. regards to Mega Man. But
yeah, the PSP
they,
game.
Yeah, exactly. They kept using that term, and one of the uses was talking about like a powered up version of the 8-bit games, and they showed like a pixel art thing.
Right.
And that didn't look bad, but I honestly think this works a lot better for the design and everything they've got going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly makes sense to me. Speaking of new additions to Mega Man, there was some interesting new stuff on the HUD. You know, we've got the traditional life gauge in the corner of the screen, but then there was also what appeared to be a permanent second gauge for using Rush's abilities, and then there were also these little spinning gears below the meters. And it seems like maybe that is tied to a new super ability for Mega Man that lets him power up in some way. It was really only shown at the very end of the trailer, so we don't know a whole lot about it, but it wiped this mid-boss off the map, so it seems pretty powerful and pretty cool. What was your takeaway from these new meters and new additions?
The gears, yeah, it looks related to this like almost like hyper mode thing that he goes into that just seems to like let him fire off a really powerful charge shot, which I feel like it's worth pointing out that after 9 and 10 like kind of maybe went too far in the retro direction by removing the charge shot and the slide. Both of those are back now, so those are welcome.
Oh yeah, I kind of forgot that the slide had been taken out. Yeah, that's a good thing to point out. I am glad that's back as well.
Mm-hmm. We still don't have a lot of details, but yeah, the hyper mode thing, for lack of a better term, I'm just kind of cribbing from command mission there. But yeah, it looks like a positive new addition with the gears and stuff going on. It looks like there's some sort of gear pickup item or something, so I'm assuming you have to kind of fill a gauge that drains or something.
It seems very like, I mean, there is that meter that appears over his head after he used the ability, and it was either cooling down or just, you know, running down, showing how much time you had left to use it. And, you know, I am a little concerned about that. It's very different from anything we've seen in a classic Mega Man game, and I'm just kind of hoping that this doesn't break the formula or anything like that. But, you know, I have a lot of faith. I have no reason to think it would be a problem at this point. And, you know, if it's just something in there for when you get in a pinch, and that can happen a lot in Mega Man games, I'm like all for it, you know. Not everybody likes the hardcore Mega Man difficulty, and if there's a way to, you know, fight back for players who want to have an extra edge, you know, I think that's great.
Yeah, it's one of those tools that's there if you want it. I mean, that's always kind of been Mega Man's thing. You can acquire special weapons, and that'll make bosses and enemies during stages easier. Or you can just, you know, go straight with the Mega Buster. They added the charge shot. Some people don't like to use that. In Mega Man 4, it's no small wonder, given what it does to the music. But I don't think that'll be a problem here. Of course, in other, you know, series as well, like whether you get the armor in X or not, and
yeah, it's true.
So forth. So it's always been an option, a handy tool. Hopefully they'll fine-tune it so that it's not some sort of game-breaking thing, but, you know, even if it does, I imagine, as long as you're not required to use it, things should be good.
Like I said, at this point we know so little about it, we just have to have faith and assume it'll be implemented in a good, useful, and creative way. As far as other aspects of the game go, you know, they really haven't shown a whole lot. I think we probably saw two different levels. There was one level that appeared to be Aztec Ruins, and there was an exterior area where you're kind of running around what almost reminds me of the freeway from Mega Man X. And then after that, you go into the interior of the ruins. At least that was my takeaway from it, was there was an exterior and an interior area. And then there was also a construction site that you know, was kind of maybe a little bit of a throwback to Gutsman stage or something.
Yeah, there was also a sewer level of some sort that they showed when they were comparing the different styles.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the comparison, that's true.
Yeah, whether that actually makes it into the game or not, it's anybody's guess. I forget if there was any gameplay for that, but...
Yeah, that was the only scene I saw for that, was that comparison shot. I don't think it was in the trailer.
Yeah, so I guess we'll have to wait and see if they actually use that. That would be kind of reminiscent of Toadman, I suppose.
That kind of reminded me of one of the ones from, was it Mega Man 9 or 10 that Pump Man was in? That's what it reminded me of, just seeing seeing that one little tiny screenshot of it.
Oh, I think it was 10.
I'd be, you know, happy to have another sewer level. Everyone loves slogging through a sewer.
Pizza power.
Of course, these levels were chock full of a lot of traditional fun Mega Man stuff. We had moving platforms on tracks. We had deadly pits of spikes. We had conveyor belts. We had some familiar enemies like the Picket Man and Metals or Mets or whatever the heck they're officially called. I can never keep track. It seems like it's always changing.
Yeah, seriously. I just like to call them Mets, but Metars might be good. But yeah, we got those. We got the Pickleman. Rush is back, and he's like looking a little more lively.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it looks like Eddie and Beat are going to be back as well with new makeovers that bring them
right
in line. And, of course, Roll.
Yeah, none of those appeared in the trailer, but we did get to see the designs for those. And, yes, that Roll that was shown, I think, during TGS, yeah, it's a new design for this game. It's not just for
Nindoroid figures.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like you know, big old Mega Man 1-Up heads are back. E-Tanks are back. So lots of good familiar stuff in there.
One thing I like about the 1-Up heads is that they actually made them heads again, because back in Mega Man 8, they were like just these empty helmets, but this one, it's like actually like a head that's spinning around, which is like simultaneously cool and creepy all at once.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that in Mega Man 8, but yes, it does make sense to go something that's more in line with the traditional Mega Man head.
Indeed.
Of course, there's lots of new elements as well. There were a bunch of destructible blocks, which usually has not been much of an emphasis in Mega Man games, but that seems pretty cool. There's new enemies like these wheel guys that roll at you. And then there are these new mid-bosses. This one big spiky guy who was very familiar to someone from past Mega Man games. And then the bad guy who attacks you in the construction vehicle who got wiped out by a Mega Man super attack. So it really does seem to be having a very good balance of traditional, familiar Mega Man elements and new stuff that even hardcore series fans could be like, oh yeah, that is bringing something new to the table.
Yeah, I'm hoping all this stuff goes over well and it does lead to the resurrection that they're talking about, because a lot of familiar stuff there, as you say. I'm almost worried it might be too familiar, because yeah, it's like, I really want this to do well, but
yeah, totally.
Mega Man traditionally has kind of peaked sales-wise with Mega Man 2, so I'm hoping that, you know, these new additions and just the state of gaming and retro-style gaming and all that stuff kind of converges to make this, you know, a success, something that Capcom will want to keep investing in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. But I think that's kind of one of the things that's always been an issue with Mega Man, is that, you know, there are a lot of games. And, you know, they had this part of the presentation where they were showing, you know, all the different Mega Man games, going through that 30 years of history that's, you know, we're coming up with the anniversary very, very soon. And there were some years where there were just tons and tons of releases. And I think when that happens, people kind of get jaded, like, oh, I don't need another Mega Man game. I just did this very similar thing. But then when it, you know, goes away for a little bit, like it did between Mega Man 8 and Mega Man 9, you know, bringing back that traditional classic Mega Man, I think then people's interests are very much peaked again. You know, then they did 10 right after that, and I think they're like, okay, this, you know, we just had this, we don't really care as much. But this, after having several years of no Mega Man at all, I think that, you know, in addition to the regular fan base that's, you know, very, very excited for a new one, I think maybe, you know, people a little bit on the fringes will be more excited too. Plus, you know, the fact that it's getting a cover on Game Informer is pretty mind-blowing too. That doesn't happen very often. I mean, I was pleased as punch to be able to get Mega Man 10 on a subscriber cover to Nintendo Power, but, you know, it's very rare that Mega Man gets to be the cover story, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I'm really digging that cover too, just... Normally, you would expect to see, like, all the different characters to hold the name Mega Man, but this was all purely the original Mega Man, just all the different forms he's had over the years, or most mm-hmm. of them. I think somebody on the stream pointed out that the cartoon version wasn't there, but still all the different bad box art Mega Mans and
yes.
things like that. That was a pretty cool cover. I don't have a subscription to Game Informer or anything, but I'm definitely going to try to pick up a copy of that.
Yeah, I will probably have to do the same thing. But yeah, I'm just glad that he's getting, you know, that sort of mainstream recognition. I mean, I never thought I would see Mega Man on a Game Informer cover. You know, they seem, you know, very focused on you know, only the you know, the high-end AAA titles.
And the cover raises an interesting question, too, I think, because Game Informer, that's like a subsidiary of GameStop, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so the last couple of Mega Man games, 9 and 10, those were digital releases. And
that's right.
You have to ask yourself, would Game Informer put a digital release like that on their cover? I honestly don't know. Maybe they have before and this is nothing new, but it just seems kind of, it seems more likely they would put like something that has a physical release of some kind on their cover.
Yes, I tend to agree.
But again, I may be speaking out of ignorance, so.
I don't know. I kind of think there is something to that. And, you know, it's not like GameStop doesn't sell digital codes in their stores. So, you know, they would still be selling it in some capacity. But no, I think you're right. And I think there is a very good chance of this game getting a physical release, especially on Nintendo Switch. They did for that Street Fighter remake, which, you know, when they did the Street Fighter remake on other platforms, it was only digital, but on Switch, it was a full physical release. It would not surprise me at all if this game was released physically, and that would make me very, very happy.
Same here, definitely. It's always nice to add another one on the shelf, and, well, digital just doesn't allow that. But
This is true. One more thing I wanted to touch on Mega Man 11 before we moved on is the bosses in the game. And they have not officially revealed any of the bosses just yet, but
they've shown one.
Yes, they showed one. At the very end, they snuck in that boss that you know, Mega Man's block-dropping weapon is based on, this blue and gray design. They have not given us a name just yet, but he kind of is the shape of a cement mixer, and he has all these concrete blocks. It makes Mega Man drop blocks when you get his weapon. We already had Concrete Man, right?
Yes, that was Mega Man 9, I believe, yeah.
So this is probably going to be Cement Man or Brick Man or something like that. I think that would make a lot of sense.
His design, interestingly, if I remember correctly, it reminds me of Cold Man from Mega Man and Bass, but if he were like made out of bricks. But, yeah, the Robot Master thing, it's a really interesting thing. We've seen what they're doing with the weapons by having Mega Man take on the characteristics. I'm hoping that they evolve the concept of, like, fighting the Robot Master somewhat. Like, doing 8 has been around so long, it's almost become iconic. There are t-shirts, I beat the 8 Robot Masters.
Uh-huh, yes.
I really hope they do something to shake that up. The original Mega Man game had 6. I would love to see 10. I would love to see 12. Just something to kind of shake that formula up just a little bit.
Yeah, I guess I would not complain if there were more Robot Masters. Hey, it's Mega Man 11. Maybe they can give us 11. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Just, yeah, I mean, because, you know, 8, it's been done so many times, and yeah, if they can shake that up a little bit. Especially, like, I don't know, I hate to say, like, you know, like, push for, like, longer games, but at the same time, I feel like the length of Mega Man games is kind of stagnated in that regard. And Mega Man 3 was one of the best ones, and you had the Doc Robots filling in there too, so I mean,
that's true.
That's another thing to consider.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't mind if they add something a little bit different or extra in that regard. That'd be fine by me. Any further thoughts on Mega Man 11 before we turn to the next topic?
I don't know, I guess I'm still kind of taking everything in, but yeah, I'm stoked by what we've seen. I'm hoping for the best here.
Yeah, me too. There's still a lot more to learn about the game. They are planning to apparently keep the lid on until summer of 2018, but then we'll find a whole bunch more out about this title, and it's going to be coming apparently about a year from now, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's good to see Capcom supporting the Switch with a release of this as well.
Yes, very, very much so. Of course, that's a great transition into saying that it is not the only exciting bit of news for Switch owners. First of all, we are going to finally be getting Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2. Now, I was kind of hoping they were just going to release it as one collection, like the Mega Man Mega Legacy Collection or something, but
I was hoping for that as well, but unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be two different releases, but that's not all bad.
Yeah, it's definitely not. I mean, I'm still happy to get those games in any way, shape, or form. So we'll be getting Mega Man Legacy Collection 1, which has all the NES games, Mega Man 1 through 6, and then Mega Man Legacy Collection 2, which has 7, 8, 9, and 10. And those are both finally coming to Switch sometime in 2018. They are adding a new rewind feature to Mega Man Legacy Collection 1, which was not in the previous versions of the game, although it will be added to most of them via a patch, apparently, but not the 3DS version.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense because Digital Eclipse did the first Legacy Collection, and they're the ones who incorporated that into the Disney Afternoon Collection, but they didn't do Legacy Collection 2, so it makes sense. It's unfortunate it's not in the second one, but it makes sense why.
Yes, indeed. And there's also going to be Amiibo support added to these games. I mean, Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 on 3DS did have amiibo support, and it was just to unlock some additional challenges. That was probably not the best use of an amiibo, so I'll be interested to see if they do that same sort of thing in the Switch version, or if there's some other new amiibo functionality tossed in.
Yeah, it wasn't the best thing, but it's far from the worst either. Amiibo's really kind of an odd thing when it comes to in-game integration, but I have seen some people saying that they hope maybe we'll see some further Mega Man amiibo to interact with
this. Yes, totally. I've been thinking that exact same thing.
I mean, we've already got the Smash one, which is pretty close to this design. And I wonder what other ones they might consider doing if they go that. I mean, they'd probably do another Mega Man anyway. But
yeah, I would hope for just a regular Mega Man, and then for maybe Proto Man, maybe Bass, Dr. Wily. I mean, if they're selling just to me, they could make them of every single Robot Master out there, and I would buy every stinking one. But I don't think that's going to happen. But if they stuck to the core characters, you know, Roll, Dr. Light, did those guys, I would be very excited. I would buy all those and probably extras.
Yeah, I guess one possibility that something like that would be good with. Well, it wouldn't work for Legacy Collection so much, but can you imagine if, like, Mega Man Amiibo were to unlock characters in, say, Mega Man 11?
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, of course, if it's multi-platform, that seems unlikely, so...
Yeah, it does. But, you know, maybe it's a free DLC or something. Maybe everybody else, if you don't have the Amiibo, you can buy them as DLC, but if you've already bought the DLC in the form of the Amiibo, then you get them that way or something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty slick.
That wouldn't be too crazy. I don't think anyone's done anything like that yet, but that would be reasonable.
Yeah, as far as the Legacy Collections, I don't know, I just don't see it unlocking more than like other challenges, and you know, depending on how you feel about DLC and buying Amiibos and to unlock stuff, you know, it might be better that way, so.
Perhaps, but yeah, it'll be interesting to find out, and I'm just glad to finally be able to play all these games on Switch.
Yeah, that'll be nice to be able to have everything on the go.
For sure. And then, on top of that, the last game that Capcom announced is that all 8 Mega Man X games are going to be coming to Switch as well. Also PS4, Xbox One, and PC. But for purposes of this podcast, it is the Switch versions that I am far and away most excited about.
Indeed. Although, what you say is an interesting thing, because Capcom, they've been oddly unspecific about how they're going to release it.
Right.
They haven't announced a collection.
Exactly.
For all we know, they could be released individually or something.
Right. They could be individual. It could be one collection. It could be two collections, just like the other Mega Man games. So, yeah, it is a huge question mark at this point. All they've said is all 8 games will be coming. I mean, I'd like to think it's going to be a Mega Man X Legacy Collection. That just seems more convenient and nicer to me, and you know, more likely to be able to be a physical release I could put on my shelf. But I'm just happy to be able to get those games you know, any way we can. All told, that is a total of 19 individual Mega Man games coming out on Switch sometime in 2018, and that is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, and the way they describe the Mega Man Legacy Collection is sort of a way to recap or count down to Mega Man 11.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder if the X ones, maybe they just haven't announced another X game yet. Maybe they're not ready to show it, but that's another way of prepping. Maybe.
Yeah, could be, could be. If they did that, I would love for them to go back to the Super NES style of Mega Man X, or you know, the 2D PlayStation style, not another polygonal one. You know, we tried that with Mega Man X7 and X8. It was not the greatest, especially in X7. But yeah, if it did end up being that way, they went back and brought us a new, more traditional Mega Man X game, yeah, I'd be all over that.
I liked X8 for what that's worth.
Actually, you're right. I take it back. X8 was pretty good.
And Mega Man Maverick Hunter X as well. But I know people, a lot of fans seem to be torn about whether they would want a 16 or even a 32-bit looking X game as an X9 to speak of. I mean, honestly, if they made it look like Mega Man 11, I mean, I would be...
That would be fine
yeah,
also.
I'd be quite fine with that. As for the X releases, though, I do hope it's all as one big collection, because let's face it, if you divided it straight down the middle in half, Mega Man X1 to 4 would be awesome and probably fly off the shelves. X5 through 8, holy crap, they'd probably be paying us to take it. I mean...
That is a very, very good point.
I love X8 for the most part. Even that's got some blemishes. Thank you, Gigavolt, Man of War. But that'd be a tough sell, like, you know, on its own.
Yeah, X6 and X7 are the ones that I do not think are are very good, especially X7. I mean, if they were released individually, I would probably buy them all because I am a sucker, but I don't think most people would.
Yeah, yeah. It's a weird thing because splitting up the releases for the Mega Man Legacy Collection might be wiser in the long run because then you're not having to pay as much. Like, say, if you want to buy the first one and then buy the next one later when you've got more money instead of having to save up for a bigger purchase. And like we said, with the X Collection, that would probably not work as well just on account of the decline in quality after X4 for the most part. Like, I mean, I like X5, but I'm never going to call it like the best in the series. X6 mm-hmm. is, aptly enough, kind of a nightmare unless you know exactly what you're doing. X7, X8, like I said, I mean, that one kind of brought things back around, but I think it had a little too much of X7 stench on it to really keep things going.
I mean, it was definitely a step in the right direction. But yeah, some of those later X games certainly had their problems. Still, regardless, I'm very excited to have them on Switch and be able to play them all again, warts and all.
Yeah, although for me, X7 would practically be the first time. I've played it on rentals and the like, but I've never really committed myself to going all the way through because I value my sanity.
All right, well, this will be your chance to go insane with Tornado Tunyon or whoever's in that game. Is he an X7 or X8?
No, he's X7.
Okay.
It's Hynard that I'm worried about. Burn to the ground, burn to the ground, burn to the ground, burn to the ground.
Well, please look forward to it, as they say.
We'll see. God, I hope they don't hide any unlockables behind that.
Oh, boy.
Whew.
Anyway, that's all the big news. That's what's going on. Tons of Mega Man goodness coming to Nintendo consoles. It's all coming next year as part of this belated 30th anniversary celebration, and I, for one, just can't wait to play them again.
Same here.
Or, in the case of Mega Man 11, play it for the first time.
Definitely.
And with all that said, I believe that brings this bonus episode of the podcast to a close. As always, you can find us at powerpros.podbean.com, and you can follow us at PowerProsPod on both Facebook and Twitter. You can follow me, The Hoff, on Twitter, at Chris The Hoff, and you can find David at LBD_Nytrain. That's NYTETRAYN. You can also follow the Mega Man Network on Twitter at, what's the address, David?
At the MM Network.
Excellent. Of course, you can email us at powerprospod@gmail.com about these new Mega Man games or for any other reason. And if you like the podcast, it would be great if you would give us a rating on iTunes. Thanks for listening, everybody. For myself, David Oxford,
Mega Bye,
and our sister, Roll.
Good luck, Mega Man.
We will see you next time.